see the Lord from the written word. We have what it says we have. We have what it says we are. And we will be what he says we will be. And we will do what he has instructed us to do. Today, tomorrow, to the ends of the earth. Amen. Glory to God. Being in prayer, right? Right? Okay. Let's say these things together. Take your Bibles up. Take your Bibles up. This is my Bible. Put your Bibles up. Take your Bibles up. Take your Bibles up. Even though you were given Bible in church, take it up. Okay, say after me. This is the Bible. It is God's word to me. I have what it says I have. I am what it says I am. I will do what it says I will do. My life is dependent on God's word. I believe God's word. And I walk with God's word all the days of my life. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Put it out. You know, we used to sing a song. I have a wonderful treasure, the gift of God without measure. We will journey together. My Bible and I. Matthew 28 from verses 18. Matthew 28 from verse 18. We said a few things last week. I will take them back again this morning. From verse 18. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority. Now that's the word power. Has been given unto me in heaven and in the earth. He says, go therefore, make disciples of every nation, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. He said, teaching them. Make sure you're opening your Bibles. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the ends of the age. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hope you are following me. Now we said, look at what Jesus said. He says, make disciples. And we said last week, we said, when we make disciples, what is the primary activity we have in the local church? Verse 20. What's the first word in verse 20? What is the first word? So that means teaching is important as we learn about God. Hallelujah. What is important as we learn about God? Teaching. Teaching is important as we learn about God. Kayode, come and sit here. Yeah, you have a Bible to share with you. What's that about? Can you share a Bible with someone there? Amen. So, that you're not just lost in the sense. Amen. So teaching is important as we hear God's word. Hopefully I hear it. It's important. So we said, that is how we understand the Bible. Glory to God. The Bible is not understood by you reading alone first. I told us that the first step in understanding the scriptures is that you are taught. Right? What is the first step in understanding the Bible? You are first taught. Glory to God. You are taught, then you will go and read. Now look at 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 2. 2 Timothy 2, 2. Are you there? I read. He said, now, the things which you've learned, which you've heard from me, amongst many witnesses. He said, the same commit to faithfulness. Did you see that? The things you've heard from me. So what would Paul teach? The things he had heard from, Timothy teach, the things he had heard from Paul. He said, the things wherefore you've heard from me, he said, the same commit to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. Hallelujah. Faithful men. Glory to God. So that's how we learn the Bible. Right? We are taught. Look at Luke 24. Luke 24, quickly. Luke 24. You're going too far. Luke 24. Luke is New Testament. And slow hearts to believe in all that the prophet has what? Has what? Has spoken. So that means what? Before they wrote the scripture, they said it. Scriptures were first taught before they were written. Amen. They were first taught. Then they were written. Hallelujah. So that is how, that is the pattern. that we understand scriptures, that we are taught, then we read. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we began asking ourselves a very vital question. Now, those of us who were in church last week, I said, what is God's plan for the earth? You know, remember I said some people used to ask, what is, you know, people have this question, why was I born? How many of you have asked yourself that question? Why did they even born me? How many of you have asked yourself that question? You can't lie, you've asked yourself that question. Why did they not just born me in USC? Why Nigeria? Amen. Some people say, why Dutchman? Why was I born? Well, we said, in understanding your purpose, you must understand what is God's purpose for the earth first. Hallelujah. So in knowing God's purpose for the earth, you'll find out what is your purpose for the earth. Hallelujah. What do you mean? See, I'd like to say this. I've been saying this for years. No man was ever born by mistake. Amen. Hope you're hearing me. Hope you're hearing me. I want to say it again. No man. It doesn't matter how you were born. Amen. Maybe you were born and your parents weren't ready. You were not born by mistake. Even they say, we weren't looking for a child, but we just had you. You weren't born by mistake. It might be a mistake to your parents, but to God you were not a mistake. Hallelujah. Amen. Because God planned for you. God has a plan for you. He said, the plan I have for you, he said, it's for good and not for evil. Hallelujah. Come here with me. Come here with me. So God has a plan for every man. Every man that is born in this world, none of them were born by mistake. No, even if, I'm saying it, even if, so sorry, even if your parents didn't plan for you to come, at the time you came, you weren't born by mistake. Hallelujah. So quit that those thoughts. Some people, their parents told them, we were not planning to give that to you. We said we should stop at number two, but we just let us try one more, and then you came. And then, we didn't even plan for you, we didn't think of you. But you know what? God thought of me. Hallelujah. He has a plan for me. So, in knowing God's plan for you, you have to first of all know what is God's plan for the earth. And I told you, knowing God's will for the earth and God's plan for you is not your ambition. Did I say that last week? Having an ambition is not God's plan for you. It is your plan for yourself. It's not wrong to have an ambition. It's not wrong to have a career path. So say, it's God that said some people should be footballers. Are you okay? Come, let me knock your head now. It's because you didn't learn to play ball. Or those of you who play ball only play ball under the rain. They didn't take you to an academy. Maybe you would have been playing for Nigeria, right? As you are tall. Maybe you might have been playing for Nigeria. Maybe as our number one goalkeeper. Yeah? So he said, the guy is a goat. He's the god of football. Are you okay? There's nothing like that. Hope you are with me. Yeah? And he's a goat. Glory to God. Hope you are with me. But let's get into some good details now. I told you, growing up, I had to become, there are a lot of things I wanted to be. I wanted to, first of all, be a farmer. See, farmer? Yes, I wanted to be a farmer. I like doing farming. See, farmer? Yeah. At some point, I changed that I wanted to be a tailor. I was wrong with this boy. He's not aiming high. Well, I wanted to be a tailor. Afterwards, I said I wanted to be a pilot. Afterwards, I changed again that I wanted to be an accountant. And today, I found myself as a banker. Did you see that? Amen. That is your plan. But that is not God's purpose for the earth. That's not God's purpose for your life. Amen. Now, can God work his purpose through your career? Yes. Hope you're following me. It's good to go to school. You know my useless people that say, that going to school is a scam. It's not true. Hallelujah. Going to school is good. Because God will work his purpose through your going to school, through your ambition, through your career. Hope you're with me. Hope you're with me. I don't encourage anyone who sees at all. I was sharing with someone who said school is a scam. That was like about 3 weeks ago. We were talking and I said, you're a liar because you went to school. How do you say school is a scam? He went to school. Imagine he didn't go to school. Will you be earning this money, you earning? Don't be deceived by people on social media. How many percent of them made it like that? I can tell you just maybe 1%. So go to school. What are you hearing me? Learn. Glory to God. It's good to learn. Learn a lot. Learn a lot. Hope you're following me. Learn a lot. People who have made progress in life, who have made us have some of the things we have today, they went to school. Not just going to school, they learned. Learn a lot. Tell your neighbor, learn a lot. It's good. But that is not God's purpose for the earth. That's not God's purpose for your life. So I ask, what is God's purpose for the earth? What was our answer? What was our answer? What's God's purpose for the earth? We said Genesis 1:1. Why is this thing echoing there? I can come here. Right? So you change that. Amen. Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. We say God's plan for all the earth is that it will be filled with the heavens. Right? And heaven is used for God. So we say God wants to fill all the earth. And earth is used for man. So what is God's plan? For all men to be saved. Hallelujah. Numbers chapter 14, verses 21. He says that. He says, this is the will of God, who would have all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Oh, sorry. I'm reading something else. I'm reading First Timothy. Sorry. Amen. Numbers chapter 14, verse 21. Hallelujah. Open to Numbers 14, 21. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. As long as I live, hear the Lord, all the earth will be filled with the glory of the Lord. All the earth. So God's plan is all the earth. 1 Timothy chapter 2. 4 verse 3. And it is good in the eyes of God, in the sight of God, who will have all men to be saved. Hallelujah. So what is God's plan? All men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. So we said, God's plan is for every man to be born again, every single man in the earth to be born again and to be discipled. Mark those truths. God's plan is for every single man to be born again and to be discipled. So I said, being born again is not the end. Being born again is a means into God's plan, purpose, and pursuit. Hallelujah. God wants you born again and be disciple. Glory to God. Say, God wants me born again. Okay, no, you're born again already. Say, God wants men born again. Say to your neighbor, hit your neighbor. Say, neighbor, God wants men born again and be effectively discipled. Why are you saying it as though you're scared of your neighbor? Touch your neighbor. Say, neighbor, God wants men born again and be effectively discipled. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So what is God's plan? Every man to be saved. Every man to be saved. Every man to be found in his garden. Every man to be his image. Is that it? Genesis 1:26. Let's make man in our image. Every man to be his representation in the earth. That's God's plan. That's God's plan. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So it says, how will God make this plan work? How will God make it come to pass? Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we said, God will make this plan come to pass through the believers, right? That's why Jesus died. That's why in Genesis chapter 1 verse 29, gave the man in his image a responsibility. In verse 28, he says, and God blessed them and said, be fruitful, multiply, and replenish the earth. Genesis 1:28. Hallelujah. Replenish the earth. So God gives the man who is born again a task. Look at Romans chapter 10. Romans 10, quickly. Glory to God. So, what is my purpose in the earth? My purpose to be in the earth is found in God's will. Say, my purpose. My purpose in the earth is found in God's purpose. In God's plan for the earth. Come to your neighbor. Say, neighbor. Look at your neighbor. Call your neighbor's name. Neighbor. Say, neighbor. My plan. Okay, no. Say, neighbor. My purpose for the earth My purpose for the earth is in God's purpose for the earth. My purpose, while I'm alive, while I'm born into the earth, is to fulfill God's purpose for the earth. Remember I told you God will use man. Did I say that? Did I say God will always use man? Did I say that? So God will use man to save men. God will use man to save men. Romans chapter 10. Are you there? Romans 10 quickly. I'll read verse 13. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Are you there in verse 13? Romans 10, 13. It says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Hallelujah. Verse 14 together. Let's read verse 14 together. Won't you go? How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? Hallelujah! So how will men get saved? When there is a preacher. Hallelujah! Glory to God! Hallelujah! How will men get saved? When there's one to preach the gospel. And who is the one to preach the gospel? The believers. Mark chapter 16, verses 15. It says, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved. He that believes not shall be damned. And this sign shall follow them that believe in my name. He said, in my name they'll cast out devils, they'll speak with new tongues, said the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So he told us to go preach the gospel. Therefore, we are his men on a mission. Hallelujah. Say, I'm God's man on a mission. Put it like this, I'm God's man on God's mission. Hallelujah! Praise the Lord! So God uses men to save men. Hallelujah! Say, God use men. God will use men to save men. And I am the man God uses. Say, I'm a man God uses. Hallelujah! So God will use the disciples. God will use the born again to get men saved. Glory to God. So we began looking at something. We said the man that God uses, God causes him to do what? To do what? The man God uses, he causes him to what? To pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. So the man that God will use, he will cause the man to pray. He will put his body on the man to pray. God shares his burdens with men. God shares his burdens with men. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Who shares his burden in the place of prayer? A dear man of God says something. He says, God will the earth to man. Hallelujah. And as it is, he will do nothing except men praise. Hallelujah. Except men praise. So prayer is an avenue for God to walk in the earth. Glory to God. Prayer is an avenue for the will of God, the plan of God, the pursuit of God for the earth to come to pass. So he makes men to pray. You know, today people pray for NEPA. People pray for things. People pray for government. People pray for... Just pray. Just pray. Oh God, give me one car. God, give me 10 cars. No, prayer is not for things. Hope you hear me. Everybody look up. Look up. Now, you know, I'm going to find time, maybe sometime in the years, maybe next year or next year, to share this. But I want to say something to you. You know, prayer is not only unique to Christians. Hope you know that. Hope you know that. Muslims pray. Hindus pray. The Krishnites pray. The Herbalists too pray. You don't know they pray, they do. Amen. Prayer is not unique to Christians. Don't miss it. But there's something unique about the Christian prayer. Hallelujah. Amen. So God's prayer is a culture in the world. Hallelujah. But there's something unique about the believers when they pray. When the believers pray, right? They submit to the plan of Yahweh for the earth. When believers pray, I'm going to find time to share it. How other religions and their prayers is different from how the believers pray. It's different. The reason why we pray is not the reason why they pray. We see that in scriptures. Amen. Because it's something within their culture. They talk to deities. But the reason why we pray is different. Amen. The reason why we pray is different from why they pray. Glory to God. We pray because we are submitting to God's will for the earth. We pray because we serve Yahweh, the one and only true God of the earth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Someone left me with something over the week. I couldn't just reply the person because I was in a haste. But I say, I'm going to say the person this week. I'm going to reply that person. You don't say that. Hallelujah. Being born again is I've entered into God's divine plan, God's divine project for the earth. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Woo, glory. I say I submit in prayer to God's plan. So we said Jesus is an example of a man who God uses, right? And then we found Jesus praying, right? We saw that last week, right? We found that Jesus was always praying. Was always praying. Now, after our last teaching, would you not ask yourself, now, you know, some people will come up with this question. If you say Jesus is God, why? Who did Jesus pray to? Can you answer that one now? Can you answer it? We don't have an answer to it, right? Those of you who don't have an answer to it, we'll have a teaching on it. Amen. Amen. So you now know why he prayed and who he was praying to. Right? Right? Aha. Don't confuse yourself. If you say Jesus is God, then who was he praying to if he is God? Olodo. You Olodo. You don't know. If you say Jesus is the Son of God, or Jesus is the Son of God, then who is the mother? Who is the Olodo? When they told you to go to school, you don't go to school. Yeah, we're talking about. Yeah. We've answered those questions, right? You guys are quiet. I feel I didn't teach you for about 10 sessions on the same thing. Have you answered that question? Do you have a problem with that question? Even if you're not in church, when I said it, you say no, sir. Go and listen to me, sir, so that you knew it. Even we answered it. We spoke about the fact that as believers, as Christians, right? Just God the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. I would say why Jesus prayed, who he prayed to. Hallelujah. Who know who he prayed to? I said, if he's God, shut up. Don't know anything. Amen. Yeah. Someone said to me one time, he said, Jesus is not God. Jesus is a prophet. I said, the second one you said is correct. He's a prophet. But the first one you said, you are wrong. Because Jesus is God. He's God. Right? And on top of that, I've been teaching you Jesus as the apostle. Jesus as the prophet. Jesus as the evangelist, Jesus as the pastor and teacher. Have you been seeing it? So stop it. Olodo. Amen. Okay, can we go ahead? Can we go ahead? Okay. So Jesus prayed. Now in Matthew, let's see how he prayed and what he prayed for. Matthew. Oh, glory to God. Chapter 26. He was going to die for men. He was going to the cross. Going to the cross was it God's will for the earth? Yes. That all men will become saved by his death, his burial, and his resurrection. So he was going to fulfill God's plan for the earth. Look at what he prayed about. Hallelujah. So that means if I'm to fulfill God's will in my life, I must be found praying. If I'm to fulfill God's will for my life, I must pray. A man who does not pray is a man who doesn't want to fulfill God's will for his life. And when I talk about prayer, I'm not praying, oh God, come and give me money. No! You are praying at God's will for the earth. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 26, as I said. Matthew 26, quickly. Okay, let's look at verses 39. And, oh glory to God. Okay. Verse 27 for us. He said, and he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and began to be sorrowful, and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. And he said to them, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye. Yeah. And watch with me. And he went a little farther and fell on his face and prayed, saying, oh my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thy will. Now, I told you, this is the summary of what he prayed about. He prayed concerning God's will. Look at verses 41. Verse 41. He said, watch and pray. Yes, yes, enter not into temptation. Hallelujah. So when men don't pray, they easily fall into temptation. Hallelujah. When men don't pray, they will easily fall into temptation. Jesus said, watch and pray, lest you fall into temptation. So when men don't pray, they will fall into temptation. They say, why is it that God? You are not praying. Amen. Everything that passes, you turn around with it. Everything that passes, you turn around with it. You are not praying. Hallelujah. When you pray, you will be convinced. When you pray, you stay in the center of God's will. Look at verse 42. You see? And he went away again the second time and prayed, saying, oh Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, thy will be done. So why? What was Jesus praying for? Jesus was praying for God's will to be done. What was Jesus praying for? For God's will to be done. Hallelujah. So when we pray, we are praying for God's will in the whole of the earth. We are submitting to God's will. We are submitting to God's plan. We are submitting to God's purpose. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, when God uses men, he causes them to do what again? To do what again? Hallelujah. Look at Acts of Apostles chapter 1. When Jesus left the sight of his disciples in the physical, left them in the physical, in their sight. Look at verse 14. Are you there? Acts 1 verse 14. Are you there? Let's read verse 14. 1 to go. Act 1. Then Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Act of Apostles. After John, you find Act. Don't be good. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Act of Apostles. Acts chapter 1. Hallelujah. Act 1. Are you in Act 1? Are you in Act 1? Okay. Verses 14. It says, and all this all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the woman Mary, the mother of Jesus and his brethren. Hallelujah. What were they doing when Jesus left their side physically? What were they doing? They were praying. Remember, Jesus had told them, go into all the world and preach the gospel. Right? Now, before they went into all the world and preaching the gospel, what were they doing first? They were doing what? They were doing what? Praying! Jesus prayed more than he thought. These guys were praying. Now, let's see that it was not a fluke. In chapter 2, verse 42, 3,000 men got saved. Look at chapter 2, Acts 2, verse 42. Acts 2:42. 3,000 men got saved. Look at what they taught them. Are you in chapter 2? Look at verse 42. Want to go? And all these continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. Right? And what again? And what again? And the continued with in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and the breaking of bread and prayers. Born again people, they just got born again, or not after 1 hour, they began to pray. Hallelujah. They began to pray. So they said, I cannot pray because I just got born again yesterday. No! The first activity you should be found doing when a man gets saved, that he's found praying. He's praying out God's will for the earth. God's will for the earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at Acts of Apostles chapter 3 verse 1. You can't go. See, the book of Acts is where you find the activities of believers. What is the activities of believers? What can we find as the attitude or the activities of believers when they get born again? Open to the book of Acts. Amen. You find the book of Acts means the acts of the apostles, the lifestyle of the apostles, the activities of the believers. So in Acts chapter 1, verse 14, they were praying. Acts chapter 2, verse 32, new converts were praying. Acts chapter 3, verse 1. Acts 3. Are you there? Acts chapter 3, verse 1. Well, let's go together. One, two, go. Hallelujah. They had an hour of prayer. Did you see that prayer was an activity? They had time to pray. I said, will you pray today? No, I forgot. How can you forget? Hallelujah. If you can pray around 9, make sure you pray by 10. If you can pray by 10, make sure you are praying. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Someone was on praying one time like that. He prayed and prayed. Okay, let me even give my own example. One day like that, I was at home. This was just back. I was praying. I prayed so well. I prayed and prayed. I shouted. I prayed. When I was on praying, my mom asked me a question after I was done, because she came home around about that time when I was praying. So when I was done praying, when I was on pain like that, I was done sweating. You know, those of you who know us, you know, that passageway, there's one fridge, you have one fridge that will hold the fridge like this. The fridge, where me and the fridge will be vibrating. When I was on pain, I just went inside. I was sweating, just went inside the house, and I sat down. And the woman came to meet me, says, "Smart, hope there's no problem." I said, "No problem." "You know, hope there's no, is there any issue?" "There's no problem." "Why are you praying like that?" A dear man of God too. He happened to someone else. He was going to pray like that. Pray! Pray! He said the father called him. I sat to that. I said, "You're a small boy now. How big is your sin?" "I pray like this." People think prayer because they have sin. No. People think prayer because there's a problem. No. Hallelujah. If they don't need to be a problem for you to pray. Prayer is the attitude of the believer. Say prayer, yeah, is the attitude of the believer. You see, let me tell you the truth there. Men use connection, but we will trust prayer. Amen. We trust prayer so well that God will get the job done when we pray. Amen. Say God will get the job done when we pray. So what I need to do? My own is to pray. Amen. God will do the rest. Hallelujah. I will pray. God will do the rest. Glory to God. Just pray. It's not hard now. It's not hard to go and kill cow. Or to go and... It's just pray. Pray. And when you pray, just see God work. Amen. You can ask for. Acts 4 verses 20. Acts 4. You see, we see the prayer. Act 1, Act 2, Act 3. Act 4. Look at verse 20. Now they've threatened them. Woo! Glory to God. Verse 20, they say, we cannot, they've threatened them not to speak again. They've threatened them to not, if we hear you preach about Jesus, all of you, if we hear G from your mouth, they are preaching Jesus. Fire it. They've threatened them like that. Now look at what Peter now said in verse 20. Say, but we cannot but speak. Hallelujah. Cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. So when they had further threatened them, this is that they threatened them, they let them go, finding nothing how they might punish them, because the people, they are made because of the people, for all men glorify God for that which he has done. Verses 23. And being let go, they went to their company and reported all that the chief priests and the elders had said to them. Now let me shock you. Stop. Look at verses 22. What was the age of the people that threatened them? Look at their age. They were how old? 40 years. Stop. How old were the disciples? You know, some people will say to you, how old can a 40, how old can you be for a 40 years old man to threaten you? Amen. Glory to God. Be on your feet. 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 Yeah. Yeah. No, you. Yeah, you. Man of God. Be on your feet. How old are you? Eh? 10. Six. They're still younger. How old are you? 17. 20. You say, oh, you're your feet. You're around that age. How old are you? 16. You're a very young man. How old are you? 16. Okay. Hey. Now, you see their age? You know, I can easily see him like and check if I hear you ever. Like I said, checking him. Actually, this sister, let me not say your age. Thank God I didn't call sisters, because some sisters can hide their age. Like, they say, oh, how old are you? He said, no, I'm plus one, sir. How old are you? Plus one. How old are you? I don't know. Do they used to use age to fry garlic? I can say my age any day. Okay, sit down. So they are in their teens. Now, this was the age of the disciples when they were preaching. You can have your seat, Victor. Now, let me call you the name that they gave to you in the body of Christ. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. These disciples were teenagers. Very young. Very young. The oldest of them was just in his mid-20s. That was the oldest of them. That was Peter. The rest of them were very, very young. Are you hearing me? And then say, go and preach. So I don't know what to say. See? The people who walked miracles were young men. Hallelujah! Come on, please. So can I do next week? The people who walked miracles were young men. Hallelujah! Now, imagine those were the disciples of Jesus. And the Bible says they prayed. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Look at that verse 23 again. They went to their company and reported to the mother. Now look at verse 31. What did they do? And when they had?
Pray.
When they had?
Pray.
Go back to verse 24. And when they heard that, they lifted up their voices to God in one accord and said, Lord, thou art God, which made the heavens and the earth and the seas and all that is in them. Now, they began to pray. Now, look at verse 31. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together. And they were filled with the Holy Ghost. And they spoke the word of God with boldness. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Verse 29, he said, and now, O Lord, behold their trembling. And grant unto thy servant that with boldness they may speak thy word by stretching forth their hands to heal. And the signs and wonders will be done by the name of your holy child Jesus. Glory to God. And when they had prayed, did you see they threatened them? But they knew just one thing. They knew how to pray. Hallelujah. They knew how to pray. They knew how to get on their knees to pray. That God's will must be done. They threatened them to stop God's will. But they said, no, we know if we pray more. We know if we pray again, God's will happen. Hallelujah. So they prayed. They prayed. Glory to God. Look at Acts of Apostles chapter 6 quickly. Acts 6, 4 verses 5. I mean verse 4. It says, but we'll give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. So I give myself to prayer. I give myself to prayer. Hallelujah. Acts 9, verse 11. Acts of Apostles, chapter 9. Oh, glory to God. Now, this is Paul, or Saul, got saved. He had the encounter with God. Now, verse 11. God now appeared in a vision to Ananias, a brother in church. He appeared in a vision to him. He said, arise, go to the streets, which is called Straight, and inquire the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus. For behold, he what? He what? So, Paul just got saved. What was he doing? He just got converted. What was he doing? He was praying. He was what?
Praying.
What do you do always? Some people have converted their time to gossiping, backbiting. Oh, he was praying. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Acts 10 verse 9. Acts 10 again. He said the book of Acts is the activities of the apostles, right? The activities of the believers. Acts chapter 10. Not just the apostles, but the believers also. He said, on the morrow, as they went on their journey and drew near unto the city, Peter went up upon the housetop to pray.
You know, his biggest prayer, you know, I've heard someone say, every time pray in this church. His prayer not too much. Can't you see the prayer in chapter 1, chapter 2, chapter 3, chapter 4, chapter 6? They can't pray! Prayer is never too much. Prayer is never too much. It's not too much. A church that does not pray is a church that is dying. A church that does not pray is a church that doesn't believe in God's will. A man who doesn't pray is a man who is dying. A man who doesn't pray is a man who doesn't believe in God's will. Hold on, enemy. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. Look at Acts of Apostles chapter 12 again. Acts 12. It says now, okay, verses 4. And when he had apprehended him, he put him in prison. Who did he apprehend in verses 3? They took Peter. They put him in prison. Delivered him to quadrants of soldiers to keep him. It's telling after Easter. Now, it's not Easter. It's after Passover to bring him forth to the people. So they took Peter to kill Peter. Hallelujah. 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 Look at verse 5. Peter therefore was kept in prison. But what happened? Look at verse 5. Peter was kept in prison, but what were they doing in the church? They didn't have connections to government, but they knew to pray. Hallelujah. They knew to pray. They knew to get on your knees to pray. And when they prayed, hallelujah, when they prayed, something happened. When they prayed, the Bible says, the angel of God came and rescued Peter. Hallelujah. 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 Woo, glory to God. Now, they didn't pray one stop. Verses 12. And when he had considered the thing, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many were gathering together doing what? What were they doing? Were they gisting? Were they watching drama box? Were they watching Korean movies? Were they watching Z-War? What were they doing? My brain. Were they watching Man U? Were they watching Arsenal? Were they watching Liverpool? What were they doing? They were praying. Hallelujah. They were praying. When there's an issue, you pray. When there's no issue, you pray. Hallelujah. Acts 3, there was no issue, they were going to pray. Acts 4, there was problem, they were praying. Acts 10, there was no issue, they were praying. Acts 12, there was issue, they were praying. So that means, is there a time not to pray? There's no time not to pray. Hallelujah. Whether the going is good or not good, make sure you are praying. That's why the Bible will say, pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. Hallelujah. You don't pray in a season. No, you pray all the time. You make prayer your culture. Whether things are going well or things are not going too well, you make sure you are praying. Hallelujah. Times will change, but your prayer life must not change. Hope you're hearing me. Times will change. Reports will change. Right? But your prayer life should not change. Glory to God. Acts 13, verse 3. So they did not end the Acts. Acts 13. As the minister to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, separate to me Barnabas and Saul for the one which I have called them. And when they had fasted and prayed. Hallelujah. Acts 14. They wanted to choose elders in the church. In verse 23, and they ordained them elders in every church and had prayed with fasting. So that means they prayed a lot. Amen. They don't like prayer too much. Amen. Prayer not too much. No, it's not too much. Hallelujah. Amen. That means you pray into prayer retreat. After prayer retreat, you don't rest, you continue praying. Hallelujah. So prayer should lead to prayer. Tell your neighbor, prayer should lead to prayer. Prayer should lead to another prayer. And 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 another prayer. Till your whole life is prayer. Is there how? It said, my whole life will be prayer. My whole life will be prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo, glory to God. Glory to God. I heard a friend of mine say one day, I'm a prayer machine. I said, yes, I caught it. Amen. Acts 16, verse 16. Before you think it's over, they are still praying. Acts 16:16. And it came to pass, as we went to prayer, they went to prayer, then they met the certain dancing. Hallelujah. So they were going to pray. Verse 25. Now in verse 25, in verse 16, there was no issue. Now in verse 25, they've now caught them because they casted out a demon from a lady. They now caught them and put them in prison. Amen. They put them where? In prison. They put them in prison. But what happened? Paul and Silas in the prison, they began to pray. They began to sing song and pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And in verse 26, when you pray, you expect a change. And verse 26, and suddenly there was a great earthquake. A great earthquake in the prison. Hallelujah. And all the doors were open. Say, I believe in prayer power. I believe in prayer power. Hallelujah. Paul didn't know the jailer. He didn't know anybody, but he knew God. He knows God. God who would say, glory to God. So, can we say prayer changes things? Say prayer changes things. Remember I showed you something last year. I said prayer changes things. It also changes the prayer. Right? The man that prays is changed too, right? We saw that. Matthew 17. Jesus went up to pray. And when he went to pray, his face was changed. Did that thing happen? So he went up to the mountain. So I told you, every time they go up to the mountain in their world was to pray. So when I saw Moses, Moses went to the mountain in Exodus 34. Look at Exodus 34. Moses went up to the mountain. I only said this 3 years ago. We didn't look at it last week. Exodus 34. Hallelujah. Exodus 34, are you there? Woo, glory. Glory, glory, glory. Verse 28. Please, oh. Amen. As long as you can hear me. Exodus 34. Are you there? Okay. Verse 28. It says, and he was there with the Lord how many days? And 40. This is Moses. Who? Moses went to the mountain 40 days. What was he going? What did he go there to do? To pray. Thank you. I think I could help this, but I cannot. Let's go ahead. Just leave it. Amen. Amen. Can you hear me? Okay, it's still better. Hallelujah. This is it. So, he did neither drink, he did neither eat bread nor drink water, and he wrote upon the tables. Now, he went to the mountain how many days? 40 days and 40 nights without eating. What was he doing? He went there to pray. And in the place of prayer, he received the commandments for them. Hallelujah. He went to pray. He went to do what?
Pray.
Moses went to do what?
Pray.
Now, let's go a bit further. When he came down in verses 30. And he came to pass, after verse 29, when Moses came down from the mountain with the two tables of testimony in Moses' hand, when he came down from the mount, that Moses wist not that the skin of his face shone while he talked with him. Why? And when Aaron and all the children of Israel saw Moses, behold, the skin of his face shone, that they were afraid to come near him. Did you see that? So his face was shining. So prayer changes the prayer. I said that. Hallelujah. Prayer changes the who? Aha. Hallelujah. When they prayed, what happened? Look at, the Bible says, if you read Acts of Apostles chapter 20, you hear the whole Ephesus, the whole of Ephesus was filled. Right? Right? The gospel grew and prevailed in the land of Ephesus. That was a result of prayer. They had mighty miracles, signs and wonders. When they prayed in Acts of Apostles chapter 4, verses 29 to 31, in chapter 5, verses 12, they had miracles. Amen. What is happening there? I'm teaching. What is this? The result of prayer will be God's will in all the earth. Hallelujah. So a man who is invested in what God is doing in the earth will pray. A man who is invested in what God is doing in the earth will pray. Colossians chapter 4, quickly. Colossians 4. Are you there? Verses 3. And in verses 2. It says, continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. It says, continue. That is the word. To be steady. To continue to be steadfast. Amen. To keep at praying. Say, I keep at praying. Say, I keep at praying. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I keep at praying. Glory to God. So, a question to ask. How long will I pray? Or put it like this. How long till we stop praying? How long should we pray? At what point are we to stop praying in this world? When are we to stop praying? You say we should keep praying. So then, when should we stop praying? When should a man cease prayer? When will prayer no longer be needed? Is that it? When will prayer no longer be needed? Well, you keep praying as long as there is one man who is not born again. As long as you see a man who is not born again, you pray. Amen. As long as there is an unborn again fellow, as long as there is another religion out there, I will have to pray. Amen. Amen. As long as there is one man who is not born again in the world, then prayer is needed. Hallelujah. Because prayer is about God's will. And God's will is that all men are saved and then do what? Come to the knowledge of the truth. Is that not God's will? Okay. So until that happens, I will keep praying. Glory to God. Until that happens, I will keep praying. So, I'll keep praying until there is that believer. Or, as long as there is a believer who is walking in the flesh, I will have to keep praying. As long as there is a believer. Now, not just that there are people who are not saved. No. Now, people are saved. And you find believers who are walking in the flesh. Believers who are into gambling. Believers who are into drugs, believers who are into prostitution, believers who are into stealing, who are into 419, believers who are walking in the flesh, who are still doing the things of the flesh, believers who are still lying, as long as you are still finding believers who are still telling, who is still telling the little lie, then there's a work to do. Hallelujah. There's a God, if there's a man to pray, there's a God to answer. Hallelujah. So keep praying. How long was I praying till I stopped? As long as there's that one believer who walks in the flesh. Amen. Hallelujah. How long? As long as there's one believer being discipled. As long as somebody's been discipled somewhere, is a reason to pray. Hallelujah. Paul will write to the church of Galatians. He said, my little children, whom I travel and beg for. Yeah, travel it how against the Christ performed in you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Say yes to Christ the form in you. So as long as there's a man who is being discipled, there's a reason to pray. Look at that Colossians 4 verse 12. Verse 12. It says, Epaphras, who is one of you, a servant of God, saluted you, always laboring fervently for you in prayer. that he may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. So as long as there's somebody being discipled, there's no reason to stop praying. Amen. Amen. So can you see that prayer is not about your problems? Don't be like a friend of mine who left Nigeria. All he does in Nigeria was to pray for Nepal, pray for problems, pray for this bad road. He then went to Canada and I asked him one day, I said, how's your prayer life? He said, say, man of God, you know, these days, prayer is just easy. We don't pray too much. I said, you are not praying right then. You're never praying right. As well, I said, you know, these days, we just thank God and pray for rapture. I said, oh, more prayer. You don't know anything. Because your prayer in Nigeria was full of problems. See here? Yeah? What do you want us to pray for? That was what he said. He said, what do you want us to pray for? We have NEPA 24 hours of the day. Amen. You know, in Nigeria, yeah, you'll be trusting God for light. See? I have your gloves. You see? Ah, I trust God will bring it by 6:45 before I go to school. You trust God. Oh, God, let me bring light by 6:45. See your prayer life before light. You are trusting God. Trusting God for light. Trusting God for bad road. Is that God's will? No. So he has gone somewhere. That's what his prayer life was about. Kill all my enemies. He comes out in the morning. He sees his neighborhood. These are my enemies because they are not smiling. Everybody is in charge in everybody's business. Everybody is everybody's enemy. Amen. But he has gone somewhere. This is his house. Everybody is strict on their business. Your house and your fence. Your fence is made up of wood. Yeah, your fence will be high, like the mountains. No problem. You don't have problem with car. You're not praying, Lord, as I'm climbing on top of Third Mainland Bridge, may my car not spoil. You don't have that kind of problem because you are buying brand new car. Amen. Nail will not puncture your tire, so you don't have a problem. So he said, there's no problem. These roads are good. Even if you find any pothole today, before evening, they have fixed it. See, everything is working, man of God. See, the government is good. If you are up for 20 years, they will be paying you. See, everywhere is just good. So there's nothing to prove, but we just thank God and pray for rapture. I know you are not serious. It's because you are praying wrong in Nigeria. Hallelujah. Because you think prayer is about things. So you've gone to another place where everything is working. You think there's no need to pray. Because your prayer in Nigeria was about things. But prayer, if you understand, prayer is not about things. Prayer is about God's will. Right? Even if you are in the U.S. and you see that there's homosexuality, there's gay rights that is being passed to law. People are doing some funny things. People are shifting from the faith. There's a need to pray. Hallelujah. You know, if I ask your prayer, I say, man, I'm praying. The things that I'm seeing, yeah! Till salvation gets to this land. Hallelujah. People think salvation is needed in Africa or is needed in Nigeria alone. No. What you need salvation the most is there. There are a whole lot of people who are switching into gay, homosexuality, prostitution. And funny enough, in Nigeria, our government don't allow it. So we have a good government in Nigeria. You don't know? They didn't catch you in homosexuality 7 years. But there. Oh, 14 years, thank you. But there, if they catch you, if they catch you criticizing them, you are the one to go to jail. So what do you do? You need to pray. Prayer. Amen. Amen. When they chasing you, you say, oh, God will pray. Hallelujah. God will be done. Because there's that one man who's walking in the flesh. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, as long as there's a believer being discipled, there's a reason to pray. Another reason. Why should we keep praying? And for how long? As long as I am born again. How long are you born again for? Forever. So that means, because I'm born again, and I have the fire of God burning in me, I got to pray always. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 1 Thessalonians quickly, chapter 5. We're closing right now. 1 Thessalonians 5. Are you me? Why and how long should I pray? I will keep praying. Glory to God. Thessalonians is before Timothy, chapter 5, verse 16. Are you there? Verse 6, it's a rejoice forevermore. It's a prayer without ceasing. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God and Christ Jesus concerning you. It's a great love for spirits. So therefore, if I stop praying, I'm quenching the spirit. If I cease praying, I'm quenching the spirit fire. That word there, quench not the spirit fire. Quench not the spirit fire. So that means, as long as I'm born again, hallelujah, because I'm not going to quench the spirit, I'm going to keep praying. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We keep the fire burning. Remember, I told you as a believer, you have a duty to ensure that the fire is burning, right? Right? The fire is burning in me. So how do I keep the fire burning? When I'm praying. When I'm praying. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So there's every reason to pray. There's every reason to pray. Second Thessalonians, quickly. Second Thessalonians chapter 3. There's every reason to pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Verses 1. It's a finally brilliant. Pray for us. That the word of the Lord will have free course and go far, even as it is with you. So you pray for the gospel. You pray that the gospel will have free course. You pray for the word of God. Hallelujah. So when you are praying for the gospel, you are praying for the unsaved. When you are praying for the gospel, you are praying for the unsaved. When you are praying for the unsaved, you are praying for the gospel to have free course. Amen. So, who are we to pray for? We pray for the unsaved. Hallelujah. Those who are not born again, we pray for them. Hallelujah. That the gospel will have free course in their life. We pray for them. Hallelujah. That the gospel will hit their heart and they will be changed. Hallelujah. We pray that there is no resistance to God's word in their heart. We pray that nothing resists their heart from God's word. Hallelujah. We pray. Why do we pray? We pray, verses 2, he said, and that we might be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men, for all men have not faith. So therefore, we pray for the ones who preach the gospel. We pray for believers, hallelujah, that they will be delivered from wicked and unreasonable men. We pray for believers for boldness, hallelujah. Acts of Apostles chapter 4, verse 29, it says, by the stretching forth of your hands, and that signs and wonders will be done. Glory to God. Acts of Apostles chapter 4, quickly, verse 29. Oh, sorry, verse 29, yeah. It says, And now, Lord, behold that threatless, and God unto the servant that with all boldness, with all boldness, they may speak your word. Boldness. So we pray for boldness. Amen. For the men who will be preaching. Hallelujah. We pray for believers for boldness to preach the word. We pray for believers for boldness. Hallelujah. Touch your neighbor. Say, we pray for the word of God. We pray for the gospel. We pray for believers. For boldness. Hallelujah. So now, how are we so bold that we can meet anybody to preach to them? You say, because we are men of prayer. We can do that because we pray. Hallelujah. Someone say, I don't know. I was going to pray. My heart was just cutting me. My heart was just skipping. Well, Scott, I don't know what to say. What is it? You were not praying. Hallelujah. That's how we know men who don't pray. Hallelujah. When you pray, hallelujah, you are full of boldness. Glory to God. When you pray, you'll be full of boldness. You will not be scared. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ephesians quickly, chapter 6. Ephesians 6, glory to God. Ephesians chapter 6. And today I'm going to read verse 18. It says, praying always without prayer and supplication in the spirit. And what today I want to offer perseverance for all saints. For who? For who? All saints. Are all saints all believers? You pray for all believers. All. Who are you praying for? Look at verse 19. And for me. And that all trust may be given unto me. And I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. So we pray for utterance. Hallelujah. We pray for utterance this week. As we get into this week, we'll have utterance. God is going to put his words on our lips. Hallelujah. We will just be... Let me tell you how utterance works. I love this. Amen. If you want to go, explain it to us here as well. Is it utterance means you are getting to someone and then you are thinking, what am I going to say? And as we get to you, you just say the best thing. Hello, I want to talk God. I want to talk about God's word to you. As you start, God will fill your mouth with his words. You just be bold. You just keep talking. Just even Jesus, just the bold as utterance. Utterance means you have freedom to speak uninterrupted. You have utterance and boldness. Hallelujah. Your heart isn't going to skip. Your mind is going to skip. You just keep talking God's word. You know, as you're talking like that, you'll flow in revelation. You know, you'll flow in the gift of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say, I've got utterance. Hallelujah. So, talk to your neighbor. Say, we'll pray for the gospel. We'll pray the gospel will have free course and be glorified. We'll pray for believers. We'll pray for believers for boldness, for utterance, to preach the word, to preach the word in and out of season. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We'll pray for believers that they will stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. Hallelujah! Glory to God. Hallelujah! Not being ashamed when you see a believer who is scared to let people know he's a believer. He's a believer who is not praying. Hallelujah! It will show in your life. Someone attended our meeting years back in 2011 to 2012. And he came all the way from Kano and he spent a while with us. Some months, I guess, into December. Amen. So when he went back to Kano, he now called me. He said, man of God, I have disciples. Nobody told him. He said, people, he was attending the Roman Catholic Church. When he came back, the people started asking him, what did you go to do in Lagos? He said, you are talking as if when you went to Lagos, you went to see Pope. Because he became so bold. Hallelujah. He became so bold. That's what prayer does. Tell your neighbor, that's what prayer does. It makes you bold. It makes you bold. It makes you real bold. Some people will say, why you like boasting? It's not boasting though. I'm a man of prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm a man of prayer. You know, men who pray, they can stake their boast on God. They can say things like, because I'm a man of prayer, I can say things like, I will never fail. I will never fall. I will never fall. Someone say you are boasting. No, I'm boasting in God. I will never fall. I know how to pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. So as we go, how do we then pray? Look at that Ephesians chapter 4. Chapter 6, verse 18. Amen. Next week we'll begin to get into the details of our teaching, travailing in prayer. I need you to see why we pray. Then we'll start talking about travailing. Amen. Amen. What does it mean to travail? Are you there? Chapter 6, verses 18 says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And watch it unto with all perseverance. I'll take it again. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Amen. So how are we to pray? How are we to pray? In the Spirit. How are we to pray? How are we to pray? So when you say, we want to pray like this, we have to pray in the Spirit. So how do we pray in the Spirit? 1 Corinthians chapter 14. I'll just show you a few verses. 1 Corinthians 14. And then we'll practice it. 1 Corinthians 14. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 2, he that speaks in tongues, speaks not unto men, but unto, we are not in 1 Corinthians 14, 2. 1 Corinthians 14, 2, say, he that speaks in tongues, speaks not unto men, but unto, for no man understand how beat in there, he speaks. So when a man speaks in tongues, he speaks in the Spirit. He speaks in the, he speaks in the, Hallelujah. Look at verses 14. Verse 14, everybody. It says, for if I pray in tongues, my spirit prays, but my understanding is what? Verse 15. What is it then? I will pray with the Spirit. Now, how do you pray with the Spirit? If I pray in my spirit prays. So you say, what is it then? I will pray with the Spirit. So God's like, I will pray in tongues, God, I'll pray in tongues. I'll pray my understanding also. I will sing with the Spirit in tongues, and I'll sing in my understanding also. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jude. What's the Jude? Is Jude in the Bible? He's in the Bible before Revelation. Hallelujah. You see, so he's Jude in the Bible. Amen. Amen. Ooh, glory to God. Verse 20. Are you there? Go to Revelation before Revelation is due. Are you there? Jude 20. Jude chapter 1 verse 20. Don't worry. When you hear Jude 20, it's not Jude chapter 20. Jude chapter 1 is just one chapter. Jude 20. Are you there? Okay. Let's do it together. Let's go. Once you go. But ye beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the
Holy Spirit.
In the Holy Ghost. So how do I pray in the Holy Ghost? In tongues. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That means, how do I pray out God's will when I pray in tongues? So praying in tongues is praying out God's will. Can we be on our feet quickly? This week, I want to urge you this week, spend more time this week praying in tongues. Amen. Spend more time praying in tongues. The Bible says he that prayed in tongues, it says in the spirit he speaks mysteries. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's join our feet. Let's join our feet. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So we're praying for the spread of the gospel in Lagos and in the nations of the world. See, we're going to pray. We're praying for the gospel. Right? The gospel have free course and be glorified in our veins. I want to pray like that again for, especially in Lagos State, right? In Mapulukuru, in Oshodi, in Ajao, in Alimosho. Amen. 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 In Iba, we are praying like that. Glory to God. In Ikeja, that till every man is saved. We're going to pray specially. Especially, you know, as you pray, we're praying for the gospel, men who are not saved. Right? We're also praying for believers who are struggling with the things of the world. We're praying for them. Hallelujah. I hope you're with me. We're praying for them this afternoon. Just a few minutes we're going to pray, but we're going to pray out God's will for the earth. Hallelujah. Praying to the end that the gospel will get to nations. There are nations in Lagos. Hallelujah. That nations in Lagos. Glory to God. Do you believe in praying power? Do you believe in praying ability? Are you sure you believe? Hold someone by one hand. I didn't say just one person. Just hold someone by one hand.